Good morning and welcome to today's oil market update with Callum McPherson. How are you today, Callum?
Yeah, doing well yourself, don't you?
Yeah, good. Very well, thank you. So it's been quite a quiet week for oil markets last week. One news item was a restart in production in Libya. What is the background to that then?
When the Gaddafi regime fell in 2011, the country broke up into a number of factions that sort of vied for control over the territory and the institutions of the country, such as the army and, of course, oil production. And that situation still exists to a large extent. And probably the main rivalry really is between the east of the country, with centred on Benghazi, versus Tripoli. And there have been a number of disruptions to oil production over the last few years, and these have usually been connected to this rivalry between Benghazi and Tripoli. The latest one, which started at the end of last year, was when some fields in the south of the country were overtaken by General Haftar, who's one of the key military commanders that is backing the east of the country from Benghazi, and that led to about 300,000 barrels per day of production being shut down. Now, interestingly, this field has now come back on stream again, and so that production, so Libyan production has gone from being about reduced about 900,000 barrels per day to back up to something like 1.2 million barrels per day. Interestingly, there have also been suggestions of a Russian involvement in this dispute, and that they have been supplying arms and even mercenaries to General Haftar.
Okay, and Libya is exempt from the latest rounds of OPEC cuts as well, but nevertheless, this extra production has an impact on the balance of the market.
Yes, indeed. Before this restart that happened, the market arguably looked balanced. The fall in Libyan production at the end of last year, when these fields first went offline, was actually pretty helpful. Because, of course, although OPEC members who did sign up to cuts, and not including Libya, but those that did sign up to cuts have put through those cuts by and large, the non-OPEC members that signed up for cuts, including Russia, generally did not put through their cuts. So this involuntary cut of Libyan production was actually pretty helpful. So with that being unwound again, then the spotlight moves back to those non-OPEC members that haven't cut their production. And that perhaps the conspiracy theorists would observe that given what I just said about Russian involvement in Libya, would observe that the Libyan production that has come back on stream is of a similar order of magnitude to the requirement for Russia to cut, which it has not yet fulfilled. Anyway, there we go.
And so back to Brent. Brent just continues to trade in a range. Any prospect for a breakout at all?
Well, we had this $60 to $64 per barrel range for much of January and up until the middle of last month, and now we've switched into a $64 to $68 per barrel range. Oil was unsettled last week, though, by sell-off in risk assets, and that was connected by, in one way or another, news that suggested the global economy might be slowing down. We had a rather dovish statement from the ECB, which put off the timeline for any possibility of interest rates in the Eurozone being increased. There was weak Chinese trade data, and then to cap the week off on Friday, we had the US non-farm payroll report showing an increase of only 20,000, and that's the lowest month-on-month increase we've had since for over a year. So that sort of certainly led to the downside news we saw in Brent last week. So far, the 100-day moving average has been quite supportive, though. That's currently at 63.75. So that's an important level to look out for on the downside. If we do get further any upsets in asset markets, a breakthrough that sort of level would be a pretty significant indicator. On the other hand, there has been some positive news just this morning, just before we came over to record this podcast, with the Saudis saying that they are going to continue with the cuts and are indeed going to deepen them and produce less than 10 million barrels per day in April. And then finally, at the end of this week, we've got the IEA's monthly report to look out for.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Karen.